You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Essentials of Being a Native is an exhibition by Pōneke-based artist Matt Tinney, showing at the Corbin Estate Arts Centre until the 22nd of June. He uses photography and moving images to explore colonial influences on the representation of Indigenous peoples and challenges the narratives upheld by both colonisers and the colonised. Beth caught up with Matt about the essentials of being a native and what went into putting it all together.
How do you aim to challenge the narratives upheld by both colonizers and the colonized in your art?
I think a way that I often work with this idea of challenging prevailing notions is by working with them and then exposing them as false or as ideas or constructions. So, for example, some of the prevailing notions that I'm addressing in this exhibition are ideas of essentialism and authenticity, this idea that there's a type of way to be Māori or native, which is often reliant on stereotypes like at one with nature and relics of an old or dying race. And so that's why I've chosen to work with imagery from Gottfried Lindauer's paintings, which really strongly depict those types of ideas. And so that's why I put myself in the same positions as the, I guess you could call them characters in the paintings, or the subjects of the paintings. But then through the collage style that I work with, I leave kind of gaps, like these harsh lines that show the process of my construction. And so that really shows that the image is a construction. And so I think, like, with Lindauer's paintings and a lot of other colonial artworks, they tend to show these images of Māori and other native peoples as if that's how it is. But when you do the research, it's quite clear that it is a construction that is influenced really heavily by their own perceptions and biases that they aren't aware of. So when I'm working with my imagery, there's lots of gaps in the images where you can see that it is in a studio setup, the backdrop. You can see that it's printed on A3 pieces of paper that are taped together. And so it's all these little things where it's like this working with the idea of suspension of disbelief, where viewers kind of could believe that there are like three or four of me in the same frame. But then there's moments where you see a hard line of the collage where it overlaps maybe like a foot or a hand or something, which then just pulls people out of that sense of disbelief.
Interesting. How did the exhibition come together? Did you create works with sort of an end result in mind, or were you kind of just, you know, creating art?
I had a general theme that I was working with them, which is ideas of dismantling notions of an authentic or an essential Māori person. But the body of work went through a few different phases. Originally, I was thinking of showing solely video works. And then I was at another point thinking of, I've been working, like making harakeke paper over the last year and a half. So I also considered projecting or printing onto harakeke paper. So yeah, the current show didn't really form until maybe like 2 months before opening, was when that idea kind of solidified as a series of photographs and a video work.
Right.
And then even in the end, there's a photograph that didn't make it into the exhibition just because of the layout and the narrative that I wanted to talk about. So there's one more that I was like, oh, it didn't quite fit in to this current iteration.
I read that you use photography and moving image in The Essentials of Being a Native. Do you feel that these forms complement or are right for your purposes?
Absolutely. Actually, I don't really come from a photography or just a lens-based background at all. I've only been working with photography for about 4 years now, and I didn't pick it up until the very final year of art school. And that's because the ideas I was wanting to work with, I was trying to work with other types of media like painting and sculpture. My earlier art days, I was more of a drawer painter, but then what I wanted to talk about just kept demanding to be in photography. And I would try it every now and then. I'd pick up the camera and then I'd just be like really terrible with it. And I'd hate the images and I'd just like go back to what I was comfortable with. But in the end, I realized I just had to just grapple with the technicalities of the camera. So it was about a year of just making what I think of as like really terrible photography.
to get to the good photography.
Yeah, exactly. And even now I'm like, you know, it's still not like where I would ideally like it to be, but it's much closer. And I'm happy with it where it is now. So that's kind of my journey of struggling with the lens. And then working with moving image, I've only been doing that for about 2 years now.
Mm. And what does that entail for you, moving image? Like, how does it sit with photography and with the themes you've kind of been working with?
I think when I was working with photography, I just always saw it becoming moving images. And I think I just really wanted to see how these images look moving. When I'm making these images, I also think of the subjects, even though they're self-portraits, they're only parts of myself, or sometimes I even think of them as like entirely different people. And so I kind of wanted to imagine what they would move, how they would move and what they would look like, and how they would interact. Especially when I'm doing multiples, I was interested in how they would interact with each other.
Mm.
And so this show doesn't have any, the moving image doesn't contain multiples, but I've worked with multiples before in moving image. And how they, you know, interact and play out with each other. And I think, yeah, moving image is a way of giving life to the subjects that resists the static gaze.
The essentials of being a native is described as unserious yet earnest. Can you elaborate in the sense of the unserious part?
Yeah, I think like that terminology comes from just online content when people are just like, oh, it's so unserious.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel about my practice in general, is there's like a real element of, it's not that big a deal, it's just like funny, it's just for jokes, just a bit silly. And I think there are works, I think the whole practice, you know, kind of, or the whole exhibition kind of embodies that, where like the use of multiples and collage and like this shift between like lo-fi and hi-fi art production. And then the posing as well, like a lot of the subjects of Lindauer's paintings are women, and then putting my body in the place of that, I think is kind of funny, where it's disrupting these ideas of gender norms, as well as cultural expression. And then one of the works that I've appropriated is of a Maori girl doing a haka, and I was like trying to think about how to embody that, but I'm not someone who does haka.
Right.
And so I was like, well, what do I do? And I was like, oh, I throw it back sometimes. And so I think that's like one of the elements of the unseriousness, but it's earnest as well, because even though it's a bit silly, these are real experiences, and for myself and a lot of other people, they do cause a lot of tension and strife.
Yeah.
Internally.
Yeah.
And so I think the unseriousness is to be light enough to welcome viewers in before we kind of be like, okay, no, let's be a bit serious now.
Yeah, totally.
That was artist Matt Tinney speaking to Beth about his exhibition, The Essentials of Being a Native, showing at the Corbin Estate Arts Centre until the 22nd of June. You're listening to Various Artists. We'll be right back. Keep it on the Bay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.